Leading the news this morning, Labor's left faction says it won't give up the fight against uranium exports to India. The ALP National Conference yesterday endorsed a plan to try and lift the ban on selling uranium to India. Julie Gillard says securing an agreement will boost trade and enhance Australia's relationship with India. The government will be negotiating on a deal earlier next year. The latest opinion poll has found support for opposition leader Tony Abbott is at its lowest point in 2 years. The news poll in today's Australian newspaper shows his satisfaction rating has dipped from 34% to 33%. On a two-party preferred basis, the coalition leads Labor 54 points to 46. The Australian teenager convicted on drugs charges in Bali is due home in just a couple of hours. The 14-year-old was released from detention after serving his 2-month sentence. Yesterday, he was taken to the notorious Kerobokan prison to complete his final paperwork. The teenager was arrested in early October for marijuana possession. Global carbon emissions surged by a record amount in 2010. In a new report by the Global Carbon Project, it found that emissions rose by 5.9%. The burning of coal accounted for more than half of the rise. And a bomb has gone off near the British embassy in Bahrain. No one was killed in the incident, and there was no damage to the embassy.